Aloha.
It's not cool to like stuff.
And I love you, Lala.
You can't offend the penis connoisseur. But...
Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2. Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode 361. If you can believe that. Please reach out if you can. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Our voicemail line is 949-464-TBLS. Also, if you are able, please subscribe to our bonus content via Red Circle. Just click the link in your episode notes of the show that you're listening to right now on the app that you're using and sign up there. Then you get everything extra that we do. I'm joined now, as always, by a daily Ed. How are you?
Hey, I have good news. Was just reading Trevor Lawrence, the number one pick, rehab on his newly surgeried shoulder. Believe it or not, better than expected.
What? Who knew? What are the odds?
I mean, have you ever heard of a sports athlete going better than expected?
Never. Almost never. Never. Wait, isn't it his non-throwing, though?
I don't know. I mean, nobody seems concerned about it, so you're probably right.
I think it's non-throwing because shoulder, like elbow, they can fix. Shoulder, anybody that's got a fucked up shoulder, they can almost never fix it.
Drew Brees, that was the whole thing that scared off the Dolphins, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the Chargers, for that matter.
Right. Yeah. He had a shoulder. Yeah. I guess that's a bad example, but.
No, but I'm saying he's the only one. Usually yes, the shoulders doesn't work
real bad. It gets frayed. It's a complicated joint. It has the most range of motion in your body. So they're not there yet on fixing shoulders. So if your shoulder's fucked up, you're usually pretty fucked up. If your job is throwing something, I remember the Dodgers had a pitcher, Jason. He was one of those guys that wore pajamas. This was like the pajamas era of the early 2000s.
I don't know this era. What?
You remember how like ball players, like their jerseys and pants were like,
oh, it was like super baggy,
really loose, like yes, overly, like yeah, some yeah, of them yeah. still kind of wear the long pants today, but there was an era in the early 2000s where they're and the Dodgers got the hint, and I think he won the Cy Young Award. Jason, everybody's yelling it. He was on the Giants and he was really good. And then he came to the Dodgers and he had like a little thing in his shoulder and he just never
that'll do
pitched
it.
Again. Yeah. Jason. Somebody tell me.
Well, we can look that up.
Yeah, we don't need to.
I think we should start by giving a giant fuck you to the current president.
Joe Biden.
The whole Khashoggi thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was not okay with it when it went down with Trump's response, but I was not surprised by Trump's response.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there were enough connections with Jared Kushner, and it's like, of course he's not going to do it. But Joe Biden, like, I genuinely think, for the most part, he has empathy and he has, and it's like, but still, we still are just, you know, worrying about that oil.
Yeah. It's the machine. He's part of the machine. He's a machine. He's
part of the machine.
He's a machine politician.
I'm not shocked, but I'm still like, you've got, I mean, he deserves to be shamed for that one.
Absolutely. He deserves to be shamed for bombing Syria a month into office. And, you know, it's the same as it ever was. This is who we are, Ed. We fucking bomb brown people. Yeah, this is who we are as a nation. It's beautiful.
And then we might as well swing it back over to CPAC and fuck you to those people for pretending they like didn't understand that it was a Nazi symbol, the Nazi rune, the stage.
Yeah.
Like you looked at it and that stage design was very unique looking. Like it didn't unique, but it looked distinctive looking. It wasn't like, well, we just tried to do a shape and it was, I mean, you can't do anything on like small corporate level without checking and doing all that stuff. Like it wasn't hard to figure out that was a fucking Nazi symbol.
It's like that, the eagle, like they did the, like the eagle, Trump had the eagle logo on,
yes,
logo on his campaign thing. It's like, you know, it's once a couple Nazis weasel their way into power positions, they signal their buddies. They do the,
of course,
they do the okay symbol.
Yeah, that's right. The okay symbol, mm-hmm, and like cops everywhere were flashing it.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I thought we should, although Biden is in the center too, but fuck, centrists like, Joe Manchin and people who are killing the minimum wage thing. Now, minimum wage is not part of my universe for a long time, but if you work 40 hours a week, you know, all year long on the minimum wage, you're making 15 grand a year. That's not a living wage.
No, of course not.
Living wage. And they're like, I just, you know, what's going to happen to the price of my Big Mac? Somehow we manage we're in states where it isn't $15 an hour. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Fuck everybody.
Fuck everybody. I mean, it's.
And fuck Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, yeah. Fuck him hard.
And you know what? Like, he's writing books about how to handle a crisis. And it's like, yeah, by hiding numbers and.
They could have elected creepy. Miranda. Miranda would have Miranda would have saved grandma. That's she should run again, and she should campaign on that. Miranda would have saved grandma.
Yeah,
because Cuomo,
he's such a fucking like so proud of himself. He's the worst kind of New Yorker. The guy's like, hey, we're New Yorkers. We're just tougher than that. Yeah. It's like what? Yeah. You're dealing with a disease. Like you're not tougher. Like you just have a mask mandate, which is good, but you know, let's calm down on New Yorkers being able to conquer. Like, you know, New York had the worst rates and then they got a little better when they wore masks.
Yeah.
You know, fuck
me. After it ran roughshod through the nursing homes. I do.
Killed Nana.
That is one benefit of the pandemic is that Cuomo's career's over. Gavin Newsom's career's over. My least favorite is the L.A. mayor Eric Garcetti, who's turned the city of Los Angeles into a shantytown. And he's like, I have a solution. We'll have an Olympics. That'll fix everything. But of course, that's because he's like, we'll build houses for the athletes. And then the homeless can live in the houses for the athletes. Like just like total bullshit excuse. But his career's over. Like none of these, they'll be able to get jobs in private industry because of cronyism, but they're never going to win elected office again. So that is one benefit that you were able to see. These guys couldn't hide what pieces of shit they are. And I'll be glad to see them go.
Yeah. I just, sadly, one last politician that I don't think he's ruined. It's fucking Greg Abbott. Do you see what he just did?
Yeah, he's
hey, open. We're good. We're opening Texas. Everything up.
Yeah.
No more masks. We're good.
Yeah.
It's like, we're fucking like close. I mean, we're not as close as we should be because the rollout's been poor, but like, we're actually, there is something that's getting closer and we're just gonna, let's just turn everything around.
Yeah. It's kind of like a race to be first, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's not a huge surprise.
But I mean,
they're all bad.
All politicians. What a bummer.
They're all bad.
But what I won't say is that each time, I mean, this is the problem. People just want to do the false equivalencies. There's bad people, but I'm not going to do the equivalency thing. That's where we get dicey with politicians.
You're talking. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, they're all bad.
You know, when you say, oh, well, you know, people are like, well, Bernie's crazy because of this. But, you know, one side's talking about Confederate flags storming the Capitol and one side's talking about minimum wage increase.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, they're all bad.
But most importantly, fuck Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah,
he's
fuck
also
him.
A creepy. He's a creepy piece of shit.
He's a gropey.
Yeah.
He's gropey as fuck. He's got that one brother of his that's a douche.
Who's like, CNN. I love you, man. Like, I've seen some clips where he interviews his brother, right?
I think they're not allowed to. He's not allowed to interview him anymore.
Maybe they used to, though. Yeah, I remember seeing clips where they're like, well, you're my hero. Yeah. No, you're my hero.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who would watch that?
I know. And then they suck each other off. And then it's like, I thought this was supposed to be news. And Cuomo.
I honestly have not watched any of those channels.
The brother has been.
No watches them during election.
Oh, yeah. I don't watch
them. I don't watch any. No. I don't watch them ever.
No. The Cuomo brother has been accused of, credibly accused of faking his coronavirus. Or not faking his coronavirus, faking his quarantine.
Oh, in the basement.
He's in the basement. He's like, I'm coming out of the basement. And then there's like pictures of him like a couple days before, like checking out a rental property or a piece of land or something. It's like, they're all bad. Everybody's bad.
Yeah.
Everybody's bad. Update, potential hoping on a call in from our friend TPC, the penis connoisseur. She's had another submission.
Remind me to ask about the TPC aspect of it.
Okay, ask her about that. Yeah, that's. I believe I asked her, "Can I call you TPC?" Or maybe I just said, "I'm gonna call you TPC." But she can be called whatever. The penis connoisseur—that's her name. She's supposed to call in. She's got another submission apparently from one of our listeners, and she's gonna call in and share a review, a Baller Lifestyle World exclusive. One of our listeners' dongs will be reviewed on the show. Hopefully today. I don't know. Apparently the penis connoisseur is very busy. She has my number. I told her to call in during the show. And so if she calls in, we'll cut to that. Let's do some voicemails. Been a while. All right.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got the tits.
He's went out in Ganinia. First voicemail. I'm playing from a new computer.
Brian Edwards.
Oh.
It's Manuel.
It's Manuel in Gardenia. I sat down with friend of the show Travis Rogers recently to do a little bonus, something for the pod coming soon. And Travis Rogers is real irritated about the Manuel in Gardenia song being Manuel in Gardenia because the city is called Gardena. But Brad in New York, who made the Manuel in Gardenia song, took it upon himself to call it Gardenia. And I love it more. I often purposefully mispronounce things, and the song, while great, is especially great because of the mispronunciation of the city, the great South Bay city of Gardena as Gardenia.
Yes. I love Travis, yes. But this is one of the things, and I noticed it with you, with Jason too, when you guys like are reviewing a movie,
yeah,
you get hung up on details that nobody gives a shit about.
Well, it's
hang on a second. He can't ride his bike from Reseda to here. It's like, nobody gives a shit.
That's a really long ride from Reseda to Malibu, and that's a little local color.
There's a comedy aspect of it, but I feel like maybe when we were doing that really bad Valley Girl, and it was like, you're getting into like very little details about, wait, that town is not there, and that, it's like, it doesn't matter. Gardenia, it works for the song.
No, I agree. I love calling it Gardenia. I believe in Valley Girl. I was a little concerned that they were driving down Hollywood Boulevard in the 80s in the middle of the night, and they were like, hey, buddy, what's happening? And I was concerned that was not possible back then. But I didn't live through that time, so I'm not 100% sure, but seemed a little sketchy to me. Maybe Manuel knows.
On Kobe Bryant Day, 2/24/21, we were all given a rude reawakening and reminder yesterday, 2/23/21, when Tiger Woods plowed into the side of PV Hills. Okay, for those of you not...
I believe we're going to get a little local update.
But Kobe Bryant Day, did he crash on the 24th? Is that...
No. Oh.
I thought...
No, Kobe Bryant crashed on the in January.
January, right?
Yeah.
So why is it Kobe Bryant Day?
I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention.
Well, maybe it was his birthday?
Maybe. Kobe Bryant Day. I'm just reading the transcript here. On Kobe Bryant... It doesn't transcribe it very well. On Kobe Bryant Day to 24/21. I don't know. Oh, because he was number 24, 2/24? No.
But that what happens on the 8th, because he was also number 8.
Yeah. That's another really lame thing about Kobe Bryant. I know everybody wants to suck his dead dick, but changing your number, you know, you only do that to sell more jerseys. That's only when your jersey's slipping a little bit in China and you want to get your jersey back to the top of the heap. Didn't LeBron James is number 23, but he was a different number before that, right? I believe he's changed his number.
Maybe. No, I think just the Olympic. Oh, no, it was the Heat. There was somebody had a 23, or he wanted something different for the Heat.
Nobody's not going to give LeBron James 23. He's LeBron James.
I was going to say it was an all-time player, but it wouldn't. The Heat don't have all-time.
No, they don't. Wasn't there a 6?
Yeah, I think that was the Heat.
He was 6.
And then he went back to 23.
Oh, he went back and forth. Well, also, changing teams will sell some jerseys, too.
You go to that'll certainly do it.
That'll do it. You got to keep your jersey up there near the top. That helps things.
Familiar PV is Palos Verdes. We do a lot of service work there. I literally have about 5 accounts within a square mile of where Tiger Woods miraculous.
See, this is good local knowledge right here, Ed. Manuel, I'm not super familiar with that area. I mean, I've been there. It's very far from the freeway. This Palos Verdes, very nice. A lot of beautiful ranch homes. You know what they have out there, Ed? Wild peacocks. There's actually lots of neighborhoods in Southern California with vast populations of wild peacocks. One of them, the Palos Verdes Estates area, where Tiger Woods wrecked his car, his loner.
Survival went down. And let me tell you something. That dude has more miracles than Smokey Robinson, because it is a miracle that he is alive and only had a busted stick. That roadway is extremely treacherous.
Oh.
It is steep as some G cleavage. All right. I mean, we're talking steep. That thing is almost like straight downhill. Hawthorne and Crenshaw.
Mm-hmm.
So any of you who like to go into PV, be very wary of Hawthorne and Crenshaw.
Hawthorne and Crenshaw.
Okay? Those two streets go all the way up to the top of the hill,
mm-hmm.
and it is a mug when you're coming down.
Interesting.
And people that and you don't see know the Jack this area, in the Box, yeah, hang a right.
There's bad accidents, and
that's what I've heard.
Tell you what, I would say 75% of the time they're fatal. So for the Cavs,
I think Manuel's playing it fast and loose with the numbers here. 75% of the time they're fatal. You don't know that.
And also, you know, talking about how steep and everything, we saw the picture. We saw exactly how steep and how far he fell and everything. Pictures.
I didn't look, but it's supposedly a very treacherous street. But I know some white guys that are like, that just, they jerk off to every detail about Tiger Woods. And they're like, they think there's some conspiracy involved. And they're like, that road's perfectly straight. There's no, I could drive that easily. Like, I heard white guys like really getting their dicks tied in a knot over this Tiger Woods thing, because everybody wants everything to be a conspiracy. It's early in the morning. You know, the guy got a little loose on the road. There's no skid marks. Well, maybe he fucking dozed off. Oh, how can you doze off in the morning? It happens. There's everything doesn't fit into your fucking little box.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this falling asleep in the morning thing doesn't happen as much as he was being careless behind the wheel. I mean, he could have been texting.
Sure.
And driving too fast. That shit makes sense to me. This falling asleep. Who falls asleep in the morning? I don't see that.
I'm just saying it's plausible. There's lots of things that could have happened that caused him to go off the road. Could have been. And people don't like to say this. People don't like to hear this. Could have been a suicide attempt. People don't like to say that, but it could have been. Junior Seau tried to take his own life this way, unsuccessfully.
College sort of friend. We weren't so much friends anymore.
Linda Tripp's son?
No. A college friend of mine that kind of just dropped out. He drove into a tree about a week before he did kill himself. Like that is the move. Like you do that, see if that's the quick way out. And then you decide if you really want to.
Yeah. Because it's remember that the guy that owned the Oklahoma City Thunder, some oil douche, was about to get busted for insider trading and he fucking ran it directly into a pylon. Like, these things happen. People, these impulses come on quickly and they go away just as quickly often. So
if you're driving a car, that impulse hits you at the right time. Just like, you know, people who own guns, that's why the suicide numbers are higher, because they've got something that could end it right then and there.
They tell you that if you've ever had somebody that you're worried about, that they might be suicidal, there's a list of questions. There's actually like a way to talk about this with the person. And one of the questions is, have you thought about it? Yes. Have you thought about how you would do it? Yes. What would you do? This. Okay. Do you have access to that thing that you think, you know, whether it's pills or a weapon or something like that? If they have access to the thing, that's how they're going to do it. A lot of people don't want to get creative. You know, women, they don't shoot themselves. Almost never. So it's guys almost exclusively, mostly gun murder, gun suicide. Women, they don't do that. They're not violent.
Kids.
Yeah, exactly. So who knows what happened to Tiger Woods, but let's get more info on the roads in Palos Verdes estates.
There aren't more distracted
go driving. Across and not shit. Encounter do that.
Yeah. They're, oh yeah.
Cause when you, I mean, you just see people all the time. And I don't drive enough. So I don't like, you know, driving isn't part of my daily existence. So I don't really do it. But when I look around, everybody's distracted.
I'm such a dork. There is I was driving home the other day and there's a, internationally, if you follow skateboarding, there's an internationally famous professional skateboarder, the best in the world, that lives by me. He actually lives directly above me. He lives on the top of a hill in the giant estate, and I live at the below him where all his runoff goes in a sad apartment.
But shit rolls downhill,
right? And I was driving home the other day and I saw this car, and I like trucks, and so I saw in my rear view, my side view mirror, this truck coming up, and I'm like, oh, somebody's really built up there, they've really made this urban assault vehicle here. And then I saw the car go past me, and I'm such a loser. He's like 22. I recognized his vehicle because I follow him on Instagram. And I was like, holy shit, that's Skater X. And then I thought my son skates. I thought he would think it was cool. He knows he lives by us. So I pulled up next to him and I kind of ran on like a highway. It was a 2-lane highway. I ran like next to him for a while. This fucking guy did not take his eyes off his phone one time for 3 minutes of driving. And not even like he was like glancing down at it intermittently, or he was like checking his phone. He was like peeping Instagram. He was fucking scrolling, probably through his DMs, because based on what I've seen on his Instagram, my man gets it in. All right. He's super rich, super famous, young, good looking. This guy did not fucking for a half a second look away from his phone. It wasn't like he was checking a text. It wasn't like he was doing the navigation. It wasn't like he was fucking making a call. He was just scrolling. That's what he does. He drives, gets bored, and he just scrolls the gram. And I was like, you know what? He's got a pretty big vehicle. I'm going to hang back here. I'm going to let, and he's going pretty fast, going 80 miles an hour. I'm going to hang back and let him continue on his way. But that's very common, I think, especially amongst young people. Let's see what the rest of Manuel has to say.
Oncoming traffic from Hawthorne, which is like a four highway, mm-hmm. Division highway, I should
that's
say.
That's right.
Four lanes each way is something else, fellas.
Yep.
So, hey, man, keep that dude in thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
I'm not a fan of his,
sure.
But you know what? I don't wish that on my worst enemy.
Nope.
So I hope that dude's all right. Big ball of community. Once again, don't be sending dick pics and drive carefully, man. You guys see why I'm always tripping about people and
yes.
the way they drive.
Yeah.
Because,
he sees
hey, man,
it.
In 1 second, you can be dead.
Yes.
All right, I drive way too much
that's
because
right.
of my work.
That's right, you're a
so
plumber.
I don't want to be around you yahoos that don't yeah. know how to drive.
Manuel's a
outro.
Manuel's a plumber. He's a longshoreman, and he's driving out there. He's driving.
He's a man about the town.
Right, he's driving in. He's driving in Palos Verdes, Gardena, Torrance. Probably gets down to Redondo. Don't imagine he's. I'm sure he's got. Customers in Redondo. He's out there. Some of the inland communities, Hawthorne, others, LAX areas, El Segundo, right? Manuel, you do work in El Segundo? Hey, call
left
us.
My wallet in El Segundo.
Right?
Yeah, he did talk about El Segundo at one point.
Did he in this call or a different call?
No, like years ago.
Manuel, I used to work in... what's the name? It's that beach city that nobody knows. Oh, my God. It escapes me. Playa del Rey. I used to work in Playa del Rey right there off Culver. You ever swing through there, do some jobs? I bet you do. You ever go to the Shack, get a Shack burger? I don't think it's there anymore. Anyway, thanks for that, Manuel. Let's do one more voicemailer.
Hey, guys. First off, I want to congratulate.
Sold LSU, Lala.
Of course.
Guy's had a lot of sex in his life.
Too much.
Too much. So much sex, he just can't even count his partners.
Well, he also lost out on an opportunity to be a fast food maven.
That's right. He could have. He was at LSU fucking where he studied with that guy who played at LSU, and now he's on Monday Night Football and he's got his own mobile, but I can't say his name because he goes professionally by a nickname. That's a gross word.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's something McFarlane.
Oh, yeah.
That was LSU's classmate, and he's bored.
That was such a weird, he's a good player. It was such a weird setup. I don't know if he's still on Monday Night Football, but remember they used to put him in like this little crane and drive up and down the sidelines? It was the weirdest thing. They're like, hey, let's go live to Booger. And he would just be in this like weird crane.
Yeah, that is weird. And also,
sometimes, I mean, it's been happening for like 20 years when they brought on Dennis Miller.
Horrible.
And then Dennis Miller would be like, well, that was looking like the salmon of Capistrano met Hercules. Uh-huh. And then people are like, you know what? Nobody gets these fucking references. So by the end of his tenure there, he was just like, whoa, big play.
Yeah.
Like he was providing no. I mean, what's your value then?
You know what's funny is that is that they try to engineer, they want to make things more entertaining. And all a sports fan wants is like a Gus Johnson or Kevin Harlan.
Yeah, I was going to say Harlan. I watched him the other day. He's great. Like, he's good.
Iron Eagle. I don't know why he goes by Iron, and I don't know why his name sounds like Iron Eagle, but I'll tell you what, dude can call a game. He does a good job.
Spiro Dedis,
former Lakers play-by-play guy.
He's solid.
He's great.
He did Knicks for a couple of years.
And they bring in, and people are like, Joe Buck's good. Joe Buck's so good. And I'm like, he's boring. He's extremely boring. And the same Mike Tirico. Mike Tirico's even more boring than Joe Buck. They're boring. He sucks. They have no inflection in their voice. They're above it.
Oh, I'll tell you who's good. He's primarily, I think he's only an NBA guy. Mike Breen.
He does the finals. He does the
Knicks. He's the local Knicks guy. And he's a Knicks guy. And then he'll do the big NBC or whatever, ABC games.
Marvelous. Which is Marvelous.
The original Nick / national announcer. Marvelous Marv.
Yeah. Is he not?
I liked biting. He liked biting.
Yeah. Didn't he do the Knicks? He doesn't do the Knicks anymore?
Yeah. Well, no. Breen took over for him like years ago. I mean, Marv has got to be like 80 now.
Yeah. He's old as fuck, but he's still doing games. He does TNT games from his house with his toupee on, with his hairpiece. Okay, let's see what LSU has to say here.
Congratulate LaDainian on his Canes order. Sounds like a very smart young man, and
we don't need to keep recapping, but we were talking about Raising Canes. That's what Ed referenced before. Raising Canes is the chicken place. It's become a big topic on this show, Raising Canes. Ever since I mentioned that it was closed on the Super Bowl.
It's weird because I had never heard of it before. This show.
It's probably not in the Northeast yet, but it will be.
This is the most regional show we've done yet.
Yeah. Well, different regions. Okay. Let's do it. So LSU is somebody he went to college with, started Raising Canes. That's what Ed was alluding to.
He's definitely gone places in this world. So when you talk to him, Brian, tell him I'm very proud of him. That being said, a little offense taken by the slander of the vino. Yeah, we're talking about Dwayne Wade and LeBron and about drinking wine. And, you know, me and, you know, old boy Johnny, we kind of like the vino. So don't really like you slamming it. I'm actually planning a trip to Napa right now. So, you know, kind of lay off, you know, and I know Johnny would have my back against you guys on this one, so.
Take care. Does this come as any shock that LSU, who fucks a lot, is a wine connoisseur? Speaking of connoisseurs.
You know how he started out? He was like Quinton in Can't Buy Me Love. He showed up with the wine glass. Yeah. He's like in high school. He's at the high school party. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I prefer the finer things in life. And then Big John hits him and he spills a wine glass on Cindy Mancini.
Big John had that gas issue. He really.
Yeah, Big John was disgusting.
I feel like we lost him early in life because of his gastrointestinal situation. Now, LSU, I also enjoy wine. I love wine. I would drink it more, but the problem is there's something about wine. One, it gets you fucked up. You can't have like six glasses of wine. You get hammered.
Two, I get a headache from it.
Two, I sometimes I do too. Two, it consistently wakes me up in the middle of the night. I go to sleep at say, 9 o'clock, 9:30, 10. I'll wake up. If I've had two glasses of wine, I'll wake up at 2 a.m. and I will be awake for between 1 and 3 hours every time. So I have to be strategic about when I have my wine. I'm not being negative on wine. I'm just saying the new breed of NBA player is a little too into wine.
Yeah. I mean, we make fun of people who are too into anything.
Yes. It's not cool.
But at the same time.
It's not cool to like stuff.
I'm not a big wine guy. I'll have it if I'm at a steakhouse or whatever. But I always wonder, and I love you, Lala, but
wow,
when somebody says, like, well, I have a buddy that hates bourbon, and I don't get defensive over bourbon. All right, well, I like it.
Yeah, you don't own bourbon. You're right,
I'm not Ed Bourbon.
Yes. Yeah. I wish you were.
I wish I was too.
Right. That would be better.
Right. But like, who gives a shit? You know, I'm not a big wine guy. Yeah. You are. Great.
Yeah. Who fucking cares? I do. But yeah. And now I've been tricked into it because now I have to defend myself. But that said,
yeah, you like wine.
I do like wine. I'm not putting down wine or wine drinkers. Although I don't know, I'm sliding, like LSU's doing a wine vacation now.
Well, he probably just saw Sideways. He wants to relive the Giamatti experience.
Troubling LSU. Extremely troubling. Sorry, buddy. You might be a little too into wine, much like Dwayne Wade, who brings his own, or LeBron. Remember a couple seasons ago, LeBron was like out with like a sore oblique or whatever fake injury they make up so they can get time off. And they cut to him on the sideline. This is pre-Quar. This is when in the olden times, the before times.
Yeah.
They cut to LeBron on the bench in his street clothes. And he was like sipping a Cabernet. Right there. Yes. Oh, this is a big thing.
Is it for real?
Yeah. He was sipping a Cabernet right there on the bench. And sometimes sometimes he'll come to the press conference with his glass of wine. And it's, dude.
That's for real? Yes. I've never heard of that.
We get it. You're peacocking your consumption. You know, it's like we know what you're up to. We know that you like it. You're demonstrating it to us. And LSU, he's kind of flash now. He's kind of letting us know. Oh no, hey, I'm Team Wine. I'm Mr. Wine. So,
do you think that once he put it out there that he's had so much sex he can't remember?
Yeah,
like really, whatever he's into, he can just be like, well, fuck you. I've had too much sex.
Yeah, exactly. He's maybe he's trying to forget. Maybe LSU has crushed so much ass in his day. So he needs the wine. He's almost got like PTSD, but it's like PTSD because he's had so much ass that it's like he gets ass flashbacks all the time where he's like, oh my God, he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's all sweaty and he reaches down and checks his dick. He's like, oh my God, thank God. I thought I was coming again. It was still in that one session that I had back in 97. Oh my God. The guy has fucked so much that he actually has to drink the wine just so he can relax and have a normal night's sleep.
That wine is like power pellets to Pac-Man. That's his
exactly. Pill. It's like flashbacks, but he's got fuckbacks because it's just like, it's just so much. It's so much for him to take in. Okay. Thank you for that, LSU Lala. Okay. Let's do some voicemails or emails here, and then we can talk about whatever we're talking about. Ballers. Great show as always last week. We were particularly good last week, I thought.
Yeah, we were. It was a good show.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was cute that T2P wanted to throw a threat toward Dolomite. Oh, we should apprise the listeners of this because, as usual, we got our friend Telly Two Putt called in last week, and he was like, he was indecipherable as always. It was hard to understand him. He doesn't really get his mouth like right in the right part of the phone. I think he's an Android guy, which is probably part of the issue. So he's hard to understand, but apparently he's in beef with Dolomite and they're buddies. They play Xbox golf together. I believe they also do Top Golf trips together. They're pals. They both live in the Colorado area.
Yeah, sometimes the phone calls, I enjoy them all, but sometimes people talk in code that I don't right. understand if it's an inside joke from the Jim Rome show.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of that.
Understand a lot of what people say.
Me too. I try to explain it. But now I know that T2P, Tele2Put, and Dolomite are in. Tele has blocked Dolomite on Twitter because of a conversation that Dolomite was engaged in, and Dolomite didn't even say the thing. Somebody else did. But Telly, I'll say it. I'll say it right now. I love Telly, but I'll say it right now. He's being a huge bitch. He's the bitch in this situation. Probably not a good idea to mess with Texas. Well, Dolomite doesn't live in Texas. Brian said he may not have said it better. I will give it a try. Eat a dick until Dolomite blows gravy out of your nose? Wow.
Whoa.
Well,
things have taken a turn.
That's a callback to Dolomite's White Christmas call. Anyway, about the Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's, big topic on the show.
Wow.
You can sub the Texas toast for extra fries or sauce as well as the shit slaw. Well, that's crazy because the slaw is just like a tiny little 1 ounce thing. You could trade that out for fries. As always, thank you for your service. Thank you for all of the laughs. Brian, the new show is great. Keeps me laughing on the road. Thanks again. That's from FanFan. Thank you for that, FanFan.
I'm looking for where Raising Cane's exists.
Right. Well, we know it's in Louisiana. We know it's in Southern California. See? Hey, Ed.
It's a pretty janky menu.
Ed, I told you this. Yeah. There are like four things on the menu. Ed, see what it takes to get into a franchise. Maybe we throw some of our Red Circle money at it.
You know what? Like their website just gives you fucking Google Maps. Like type in your zip code and see where the closest
just
one.
Just show you where they are. Just have a map of the country with all the fucking Raising Cane's on it.
Yeah, I get it. There's none in Midtown Manhattan.
Of course. I will say this. I don't necessarily trust anyone that sells their franchises on their regular website. So if it's on there, I would like to know, but also I'm kind of not into that as a business plan. Okay. Another email. Ballers. Also, while so much cock is being served, what? Any hypocrite who wants to insult Manuel for saying bum, you can eat a dick till the gravy blows out of your nose. Well, FanFan is back.
Now he's after us?
I don't know. He's after anybody that just doesn't like Manuel saying bum. Everybody has said bum before.
Okay.
Yes.
That argument is applied to so many things.
Yes. And
because, I mean, people were called different things over time.
Yeah. It's an outdated. Right?
We don't say Negro.
Oh, Jesus, Ed, are you trying to get us canceled?
No, I'm saying we don't say that. We don't we're allowed to just. We learned that bum. I mean, bum is just a negative term. It's a negative term. Like you'll call somebody a bum for being like an asshole. So somebody who's homeless,
or being a bad pitcher.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right, is bum, mm-hmm. But. Then you realize somebody who's like living on the streets, we shouldn't put them in that negative category. So, you know, you can't be like, oh, well, we used to say that. Well, you know what? I used to say a lot of stupid shit when I was 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to be able to move forward. It's okay to move forward.
I agree.
It's not canceling. It's just moving forward.
I agree. I said this too. It wasn't until I listened to this podcast that it changed me. That's what he said. I was with
my. Changed him.
That's right. I was with my adult son and walked out a sub sandwich shop and saw a homeless person trying to find food in a trash can. I was in a rush. I had no time. So I went to my truck, told my son to make a call and let them know we will be late. I walked back, asked the gentleman if he was hungry. Obviously, he said yes. We went in, ordered him a couple of footlongs. This wasn't Subway, was it? Several bags of chips and bottles of water, waited for him to get his food. He received his food. I asked if I could assist him in any way. I let him know, although they may be hard to find. There are people who would love him and help him. I gave him cash to get really high or buy food for the rest of the week. I didn't care what he spent it on. I do like that where they're like, don't spend this on alcohol. I told him to always do the right thing. No one eats out of the trash can in front of this family ever. And oh wait, anytime you see this, stop. It's the right thing to do. This obviously did a lot for me. So versus be rude to Manuel, who likes to be on that edge, I will challenge him. I'm getting this is got a proofread here. Manuel, not all homeless people want to be homeless, and you know this. You're talking about a certain type of homelessness, which is non-existent, while others are thinking of the type of person who I helped. Next time your heart taps, pull that trigger and do what is right. I will reimburse you the money or give it to you. Just let Brian or Ed know. To Ed and Brian, thank you. Hopefully we can get past this and talk about cock more. 3 exclamation points.
Well, that took a turn.
I can't wait to hear more from the penis connoisseur. Thank you for your service. That's also from FanFan. Well, FanFan's really on fire today. One more. This is a late arrival email. And Ed, you're going to like this one. Brian and Ed, couple of notes from the last pod. Who knew that Ed was a Copernicus truther? Didn't see that one coming, or that Ed would do a sexing at a hostel while another guest is trying to grow a tail. Pretty gross, Ed.
It was good. For the record, I was in my act first.
Yes. And then somebody cruised in. It's let it go. I didn't remember that detail.
I was in a shower stall. Oh. So there was things going on to the other side while I was already. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
When you're like 20 years old, yes. And somebody's granting access.
No, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Also, while I find the loud comer segment. Nope. Oh, here it is.
Who's that loud comer? Coming all over.
Particularly distasteful. I do have a couple of thoughts. One, Tori is the right answer for the Karate Kid series.
That's what I said.
Once Hawk presses that bean... Get your earplugs ready. Hawk and Tori are not even a couple. Why would Hawk be pressing that bean?
Hawk's
disgusting.
The worst.
Disgusting. This email is the worst.
Take down that Yelp review. He's the worst.
B. Oh, we got a 1B guy here. B. Do you think? Do you think Lewis Hamilton yawns while ejaculating? Been there, done that. Thanks. That's from Pete and Pocatello. I mean, Lewis Hamilton, he's much like LSU Lala. He's gotten it in a million times so often that it's not even a big deal to him. He just doesn't care, but he needs it. So he still does it. All right, Ed, let's see what's happening in the world of sports here.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be.
My own Troy on DVD. Ed, what's popping? What's happening in the world of sports?
RIP to Irv Cross. He was the guy sitting next to Brent Musburger on the CBS NFL pregame. Yep. And on the other side of him was Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek. And also
Phyllis George. But Irv Cross was good. He was a solid. I was thinking back to those days when I was a little kid watching that. It was on from 12:30 to 1. You got the info on like who was injured, little details like that, and then it was over.
Yeah.
Now these pregame shows are like 3 hours.
I can't imagine living where football starts at 1 and the World Series starts at 9 p.m. That's so late.
That's our existence.
The Dodgers played the Red Sox in the World Series a couple years ago. There was a game that went till 2 o'clock in the morning. That's 5 a.m. on the East Coast for those Sox fans.
Oh, was it like some crazy 19 inning game?
Yeah, it was, and it was like 1-0 or 2-1 or something. R.I.P. Irv Cross, great, and you know Musburger still doing it. He's the play-by-play guy for the Raiders.
Yeah, he originally was like, "All right, I'm going to Vegas and just doing gambling shit," and then the Raiders came to Vegas.
Yeah, yep.
So,
well, how fucking old is this guy, Brent Musburger?
See.
Brent Musburger, Ed. I mean, he's been around for a minute. Well,
so I would guess he was in his 50s when I was a little kid. So I'm going to say he's like 90 because he was probably like 55 when we were.
Oh, he had to be like in the mid.
Like with the 85 Bears, I'm saying. When he was calling pregame show, he was 55 then. So that would make him like 90.
Yeah, he's at least 90. I've looked it up here, Ed. Born May 26. 1939, Brent Musburger, 89 or 81 years old. So what's that make him? What's 2021 minus 1985?
About 36 years ago, right?
36 years ago. So that would have made him what? Like in his mid 40s. He was our age.
That can't be. You are looking alive. I used to just get amped hearing that.
You know, he's a good host and he's a good play-by-play guy.
But they must have hated him because I remember there was a very public dumping of him during the final four. It was like a big deal that he was calling the national championship game and getting canned the next, or like his contract was not getting renewed.
Yeah, because that was back when you had the job, you just had it forever. You're just never going to get replaced. Now they change guys every couple years. Although they got that James Brown, I think, does it. He used to do it for Fox, and then he moved to do it for CBS. And he's fine or whatever. I don't really watch the pregame shows, but he goes with the glue-on hairpiece in the front, much like what LeBron James goes with, and it's off-putting. You know, I see it. Yeah. I see it, and I'm kind of like, "Whoa, I wasn't ready for that."
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving thinks the NBA needs a new logo, and it should be designed after Kobe. First of all, we've done a lot of flat Earth stories about Kyrie Irving, so really, his thoughts are kind of bullshit.
Kyrie Irving once showed up to the Celtics team picture wearing a hat, and when they asked him to remove his hat for the team picture, he flatly refused. And he said, "That's what Photoshop is for."
Jesus. He is insufferable.
So he's a huge asshole. I would say like, what would the Kobe, logo be? Would it be like the rim and then the ball would be like hitting the rim? And then there'd be like motion animation that shows it clanking off the rim, because that's what most of Kobe's shots did.
Or maybe like a silhouette of a guy yelling at his teammates.
Yeah, yeah. Or doing like sticking out his bottom jaw. Or maybe that would be just like the chair in the Eagle Colorado hotel room that he bent his victim over.
And a pile of towels where she was carrying it up to the room.
Right, right. Or, I just had another one. Or it could be, there was one finals where Kobe had a pinky injury. And this dude, he had like 3 wristbands. He had like 7 pieces of tape. It was like bandaged to a level heretofore unseen on the pinky finger. And then after the game, and then like after every shot, he'd shake his hand. He'd be shaking the hand real bad. And it was, and then after the game, they'd be like, Kobe, amazing performance. You shot your typical 28% from the field. Question, the pinky, are you going to be able to go on? And be like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. I'm fine. And it's like, dude, your fucking pinky injury has its own publicist. You're clearly just like, he would run by and he would wag his hand in pain and wince every time the camera was around. Like, maybe they could make the logo that thing that he had, that splint that he had wrapped around his pinky in that finals. Cause that would be a good one.
Soccer player Zlatan Ibrahimovic tells LeBron James to do what you're good at and just stick to sports. LeBron responds, I will never shut up. But Zlatan's a huge asshole. He's kind of funny in that he's a guy who just declares he's the greatest guy on earth. Like, he's in the Italian league.
Yeah, he used to play for the LA Galaxy.
Yeah, he's played. I mean, I think he was Man U. Yeah. I mean, he's like a famous guy who's like 38 now.
And when you said the Italian league, is that La Liga or is that Spain? Spain is La Liga.
That's La Liga, Spain. Yeah. But what's his name? Cristiano Ronaldo.
Bundesliga, get the fuck out, okay? Yeah, go on.
Yeah. But Cristiano Ronaldo's in the Italian league too. And like, Zlatan's like, I'm the greatest. Like, whatever. But he's just like one of these proud assholes.
Yeah.
But like, what does playing a sport have to do with having an opinion?
Well, I heard that that LeBron had that LeBron had receipts on this guy too, because he's like Croatian or something, or one of the Yugoslav Serbian, but he's from Sweden, and I guess he has made it known about his plight growing up as a Croatian in Sweden, and how he was picked on and how he was singled out for not being Swedish, and he's complained about that over his career on what that was like as a kid. So he should definitely be one to tell other people to shut up. And also, don't shut up. Say whatever the fuck you want. You got a platform, say it. Say whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit.
Right. Doesn't affect me. I'm even in favor of Kyrie Irving saying what he wants.
He says stupid shit.
It's almost always stupid, but like, go ahead. Yes. Say it.
Say the shit you want to say.
John Gettert, the ex-USA gymnastics coach with ties to Larry Nassar, kills himself after being charged with a lot of bad shit.
Yeah. This is
what point are we supposed to say no more male gymnastics coaches?
It's true. It's like a male babysitter, right? Like, he's probably fine. Chances are the male babysitter is perfect, is a nice kid that's going to do nothing but make sure your kids don't drown in the bathtub or choke on a grape. That's my biggest fear, is the choking on the grape. Don't eat any grapes when I'm not home. I still do it. My kids are big. But there's this very small chance that he's going to be a predator. So you just never have a male babysitter. That's just it. You can never have a male babysitter. Similarly, gymnastics. I don't know if
the chance is so small with gymnastics these days.
I know. It's pretty.
I mean, I feel like I've done a lot of stories with guys with ties to Larry Nassar.
Yes. Yeah.
There are a lot of ties.
It's all the Michigan area. I didn't realize
Michigan State, I believe.
Yeah.
Sparty is very rapey.
I didn't realize that Michigan was like the hotbed of U.S. gymnastics and rapists. Surprising.
Although Ohio State wrestling has their
That's share true. As That's well. A good point. That's a good point. Well, I'm glad this guy's dead, so we don't have to go through a trial.
We're going to take it back to Kobe. Vanessa Bryant slammed Evan Rachel Wood for her, quote, vile tweet about Kobe Bryant being a rapist following his death.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I like people that say shit, you know, like.
When do you think somebody's going to break the news to Vanessa why she got that big pink diamond?
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was there for the press conference when Kobe's like, hey, I'm an adulterer. She, you know, I imagine she had a hand in the idea for him to have that press conference, because when you adulter, I don't think you need to share that with anybody, but the people that are directly affected. Wife. Yeah. You don't owe the world an explanation. She got her ring. You guys made better and you moved on. And Evan Rachel Wood, I think the quote was something like, Kobe Bryant was a great basketball player, and he was also a rapist. And she's like, and both of those things can be true.
Correct.
And it's like, what, how are you going to argue with that? You know, it's
the one little thing I'll say about Kobe, because it gets lost with the rape stuff, is like, if he was only a basketball player, none of the other stuff, he embraced being the villain. Like he wanted that whole, like, I'm the Black Mamba. Like he wanted to be the villain. So he was hated.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's universally loved because he died and he wrote bad children's books, and it's just weird.
Hashtag girl dad.
Yeah. And also he was a girl dad, which is something apparently very important that needs to be embraced. So good for him.
He didn't hate having daughters.
That's right. Good for him. Yeah. Good for him. Well, it's time for Now Sports. Segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports. Segment. Ed, what is going on in the world of non-sports?
So, somebody shot Lady Gaga's dog walker.
Yes.
And I feel like I was getting round the clock updates on those dogs and when they were found. I haven't heard a whole lot about what happened to the dog walker.
So he's okay.
But we didn't hear about him. I know. Like, they shot him and they got the dogs. But the dog walker? No headline.
Also, she had three dogs and they only got two, because this dog walker, like, locked one up in some type of a jiu-jitsu hold that the dog nappers could not free the dog, could not get the dog away. The dogs, I'm understanding, have been returned. They're French bulldogs.
Was the one not taken? I was thinking maybe it was like just an ugly dog.
Could be.
Thinking, you know what? I'll just take.
Yeah, that's like when you. It's like when everybody in your Boy Scout troop gets molested, and except you.
Right. You feel relieved, but at the same time, you're wondering what don't I have?
Why was I so ugly? You know, why am I the ugly one over here? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear he's okay, because there really hasn't been a whole lot about him. And did the fact that these were Lady Gaga's dogs have something to do with it, or was it like somebody decided to shoot someone to steal dogs?
I don't know. It seems,
because Lady Gaga isn't the type of person to be attacked unless these are like just some spectacular dogs.
Well, I know they're in demand and they're expensive, but I got to assume this was a ransom situation. So I assume it was Gaga related. And also, I'm going to say this. I don't think this is what happened.
Uh-oh. You're about to put it. This is an inside job?
Could be an inside job. I'm just saying, he got shot in the chest, but it was like a pass through. It was like up. I'm pointing to like by my clavicle.
I mean,
I'm just saying
what you want to do is like the bicep area, right?
Or the leg.
Right.
Yeah. The leg is usually a good tell, although there's some arteries there. You got to be careful with the shooting.
No, you stay away with the thigh. I'm saying you get like a calf or something.
Yeah, and you don't want to hit any bone either.
No, you'll be limping the rest of your life.
I don't think I'm, because they asked for $500,000. I don't think half, I don't think I would take a bullet for, even if they're like, we're going to shoot you. You're going to live. You're going to be fine. You're not going to like lose a kidney or anything. Or break any ribs, and you get $500,000. I don't think I'd take the chance. I'd be like, no thanks.
I would not. And just watching, you know, the video, what was it for Thrasher? The video that Knoxville did that made him famous in like the first ever Jackass moment.
Big Brother magazine.
Oh, it was Big Brother. Mm-hmm. But watching that video, the original, you can find it. It's scary to watch, and you know Johnny Knoxville's fine.
Yeah.
But it's scary for somebody to get shot on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I the adrenaline goes up watching Johnny Knoxville willingly. He just had, like, a vest on.
Bulletproof he's vest.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'll take a shot. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, remember,
makes me nervous thinking about it.
Remember they got shot with beanbag, non-lethal rounds?
Yeah, and then like a week later, see?
Yeah. You don't want to get shot with one of those. That's, you're going to be fucked up. It's not going to feel good.
Or even when they got the highlight balls.
Oh, yeah. See, fuck that. Fuck
that. I love Jackass.
Fuck that.
South Dakota Attorney General claims he didn't see what he hit, which turned out to be a fatal crash last fall, and he continued home, and then they found the victim the next day. Well, now investigators are saying that victim went through the windshield of the South Dakota Attorney General.
Oh, really?
After he hit him. So that means we might be looking at a new South Dakota Attorney General. That,
well, you know, there was a woman in Texas a few years ago that she murdered a homeless guy with their car, and he got stuck in kind of half in, half out of the windshield, and she just like drove home and just kind of kept him.
Oh God.
So I don't know. Maybe this was William H. Macy involved in this? Was it was it his dad that owned the car dealership that got run over? Was
so good.
Was the great Swedish actor Peter Stormare? Was he Uli the Nihilist?
He just talked.
I remember he was uncircumcised.
So there's an Asian guy that looks just like the guy who was crying to what's her name?
Yes, Frances McDormand.
He's like kind of, his wife's friendly with my buddy's wife. Yeah. And so sometimes I've seen him at like a barbecue, and I'll just lean into my buddy and be like, gosh, I just love you so much. Yeah. He's like, shut up.
That's pretty funny. That's a weird scene.
It's a weird scene. Like breaks down crying, wanting to like, he has to slide next to her on the booth, and she's like, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Potato Head has gone gender neutral. And people are losing their shit.
Yeah. I mean, you could take all the Potato Head pieces and make anything you want.
Yeah, they didn't like take Mr. Potato Head and lop off his dick. Like he
doesn't have a dick.
He was just a potato with holes in him.
Right.
And you put whatever you want. People are going crazy.
I mean, they could have just like not. I feel like. The Potato Head people, Mattel, or Hasbro.
It doesn't, to me, it's the backlash is not worth like, what are you really gaining out of it?
Right.
Like if I have a child that wants, you know, different to do things gender wise or whatever with the Potato Head, like I can handle the outside packaging calling it Mr. Potato Head. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I agree.
Oh, you know, it's a weird thing.
Ed, my phone's ringing. Hold on. I believe on the line. Hold on. Hold on. Let me see if I'm connected here. I wasn't quite ready. Is this, do I have the penis connoisseur on the line? Hold on.
I don't hear anything.
I know. I gotta link her up to the Bluetooth. My bad. Hold on just a second. Oh, wait, hold on. Penis connoisseur, are you there? Why don't I hear anything? It says we're connected. Penis connoisseur. Audio. Oh, wait, hold on. Penis Oh my God, I believe the penis connoisseur.
Like hang up.
Penis it was my fault. I couldn't connect with the connoisseur. I feel like I figured it out. I wasn't quite ready. Oh, hopefully she, hold on. Well, I could probably try calling her back. Hold on a second. Let's try this again. Oh, see if she picks up.
Hey.
Is this a penis connoisseur?
Yes, it is.
So I've been calling you TPC, Ed.
Yeah.
Ed feels.
See, I just feel like TP is like toilet paper. Like, I don't, yeah. It seems like a crass version of the name.
Yes. Is that wrong to call you TPC? Is there something else you'd like to be referred to as? Would you like the whole name, the penis connoisseur?
No, I mean, connoisseur is such a ridiculously long word. I'm fine with TPC. I appreciate Ed's thoughts on it, though. Like, I appreciate the respect.
Yeah, that's nice of him.
Also, I'm not going to refer to Ed as quote Ed.
Yes. That's, yeah, that's fucked up.
That's yeah. I mean, listen, right. I'm already going through life as a 44-year-old guy named Ed. Right. It's hard enough.
That's a, yeah.
But let's not make it harder for you.
That's right. That's right. A tough gig. Well, penis connoisseur, TPC, thank you very much for making yourself available. I know you're very busy.
Yeah, I've been a little out of availability the last couple of weeks, but
yes,
I'm here tonight.
We've been
and I'm waiting on my Postmates. So I thought that I might have to answer the door in a second.
Okay. Well, we've been trying to link up. It's my understanding that you've received another submission from one of our listeners. Take us through
very
it. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was scrolling through my emails, delete. And after I deleted, I realized, wait a minute, that wasn't a normal garbage email. So I had to go retrieve it from the penis expert at yahoo.com. And
what was the, you might not have heard, what was the subject of the email?
It wasn't the subject so much as it was the username, which is a username that I have heard before on your pod that I'm not going to repeat because I think it was accidentally sent.
Oh, interesting.
So I talked to them to let them know to make sure it's okay that I was going to review it. And then he said, please make me anonymous, but you can refer to me as Art Vandelay.
Oh, Arthur Vandelay.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Imports and exports.
Yes, of course.
So Arthur Vandelay sent me a picture and I retrieved it from the garbage. So what I'm saying is if I haven't read anybody else's or looked at anybody else's submissions, it's because it might have accidentally gotten trashed. So make it very clear in your subject matter. Penis photo included. I don't just scroll through and delete. You know, you got to be unsubtle because I get a million emails a day, as does everybody.
All caps. So yes, if you've submitted and your review has not been tendered, it could be that you went to spam. That means that you
resubmit it because I've only had two that I know of. So I haven't reviewed the other ones because
two more than I thought.
That's me too. Your ham went to spam. So TPC, proffer your review. How is this listener's penis?
Well, I got to tell you right off the bat, Art Vandelay covered all the bases. I mean, I've got angles, I've got tape measures.
How many pictures?
I've got girth, I've got half tubs, I've got full tubs. I got to say, one of the biggest bushes I've seen in a long time.
Hold on a second. He's submitted measurements.
Oh yeah. He did it all.
He went hard and soft.
What was the measurement?
He left no stone unturned.
What did take us through?
Slow down, Ed. I know you're excited, but calm down.
But I'm also excited.
I know. Yeah. We got to build it up.
Did you say
into the numbers?
Did you say multiple measurements?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's got length and girth, Ed.
Yeah.
Oh, but not. I thought maybe hard and soft. I was like, Jesus.
Oh, that could be. That could be it.
He didn't measure the soft. Yeah. But that doesn't matter anyway, because we all know.
Yep.
It could be a grower, not a shower.
Sure. So
stiffer, not a shower. What was it?
Stiffer. I don't know. That's what Ed or Jason said.
Jason Stewart. Yeah.
Grower and a stiffer. Jason's not. Something's wrong with him.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Okay. So,
but Brian, I do have to just bring up for. Okay, go ahead and scan it. Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm picking up my beer from the front door. Brian, you did say something that I'm going to try to remember never again that you said, which is PTSD. Did I hear that?
That's our listener, LSU Lala, who has fucked so much in his life that he actually...
Okay, thank you.
Wow, oh my God. That he's had so much sex in his life that he actually has to drink really good wine to go to sleep at night because he has fuckbacks from all the ass that he's had in his life. PTSD.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. Mm-hmm. So back to my picture. Okay, full bush. Wow. He does not manscape, which I appreciate. I know a lot of girls like to see their men waxed or shaved or something. Not into it. Give me a lumberjack grizzly bear every time.
Wow. Okay.
Also, interestingly enough, it's not only a full bush, but it's blonde.
Oh, interesting. We got a natural blonde.
We might be dealing with a Norwegian.
Yes.
Arthur Vandelay.
Yeah, Swede. Finnish.
So we've got an attractive penis. Very nice to look at.
Hmm. What makes an attractive penis? Are we talking color, symmetry?
Yes.
What color is it?
Shape, proportion.
Okay.
It's a nice straight. It's very straight.
Straight.
No. How many pictures?
No curves. What's up?
How many pictures total?
1, 2, 3 in the first email, and then he wrote back and said, "Hey, you want me to send you one of girth?" And I said, "Have you met me? Of course." So he did, and so then I got 4.
This guy's a maniac. This guy needs it.
It's crazy to me.
This guy needs it.
I like it.
Wow.
I need more of it.
Okay, so continue with your review.
So, off first glance, I'm like, yeah, I put my mouth on this thing.
Whoa. Nice.
It looks clean, well kept. Now we get to the measuring situation.
And this is Ed. Ed wants to know this part.
Of course.
I think he's doing the thing, and with all respect, I mean, it's a nice size penis, but I think he's doing the thing where he's giving a little bit at the base.
Mm. He's measuring too far back?
Yeah.
He's measuring a little too far forward, and he's kind of covering up with the thumb. So
what the measurement says
is that he's working with 7 inches.
Whoa.
I'm thinking he's got about 6.5.
That's an outlier penis. That's probably top 25%. Good for him.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean, 7 better than 6.5, but 6.5, you're still working with a hog.
Well, right. It's hard to see the base because his thumb is covering up the first inch.
Sure.
So I don't know. So it could be 6, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he did take the time to measure it, and the rest is at least 6. We'll say that
7 could be 7. I mean, there's a reason this gentleman wanted to share his penis with you. It's because it's ample. Mm-hmm. Let's talk girth. How's the girth?
Okay.
The girth is. I feel like I'm in the sweetest thing when they break down the penises at the lunch table. This one's a little hard because it wraps around. It looks like it's 5, maybe.
Wow. That's a fat dick.
Yeah, could that be right? I mean, it like wraps around, and so it's like doubled up a little bit. But I'm going to say it looks like it's about 5.
7 by 5? No wonder this guy's... I bet he's sending dogs all over town. My dude's packing.
The measurements are big. That's throwing me a little bit. It's throwing me because it doesn't look like it's that big.
Right.
Like if I was just looking at it, I wouldn't throw those measurements at it. So the measurements are kind of throwing me off a little bit because the numbers aren't matching up to what I'm seeing with the visual, but I don't doubt that that's what
could be big hands. Ed wants to know what he's measuring with. Is it like
is it somebody with a kid and he's got like a SpongeBob ruler? Like, what is he working with? No,
the proper way is with like one of those fashion tapes.
Cause like, I think the only rulers in my house are like very kid looking rulers.
Oh, that would be a problem.
We have measuring tape,
thin fashion measuring tape.
Yeah. The fashion measuring tape, the soft measuring tape is the way to do it. This guy, this isn't the first rodeo for this guy.
No, for sure. Yeah. But it's also hard to tell because there's no other size for like to gauge the size. Like it's kind of up against his laptop.
Yeah.
And but I don't really get much of the laptop. I just get the little cursor window, and then everything else is in front of a big piece of wood board.
But it's always kind of gross when they slap it next to a Red Bull can or a.
The first one you got. Taking it back to the first one. And you said you got a video with that one. What was the subject line? Like, were you just prepared for anything, or did they was there an ask that what went along with the video? What? Because that's not what you were asking for. I'm saying like
no. Let's see.
Wait, the first dong she reviewed,
somebody started jerking off on video.
Is that true?
Yeah, I don't think I have that one anymore, to be honest. I was going to look what the headline was, but I think it was just, here's a little more for you or something. And he was, I should say that he was kind enough to write me after and say, look, I didn't mean any offense whatsoever. I'm sorry I offended you. I said, you can't offend the penis connoisseur.
That's true. Our listeners are very respectful, and so we appreciate about that.
100%.
That one seemed like he was taking it a little further than what was being asked.
I mean, maybe
he was excited.
Who knows? Yeah. Guys like to show their dick, and I appreciate it.
They do. Okay. Overall rating. Give us a number rating, 1 to 10. What do you rate this listener's sounding like pretty fat dick?
I would say, I mean, there's so many different measurements. Like, you know, there are some that are really, 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 really big, but they aren't that attractive.
Sure.
So, or also maybe it's not something I want to put in my body.
Maybe do it on three categories of your, you could do it on aesthetics. You can do it on size, aesthetics, fuckability.
I think I'm just going to go by the one measurement, which I think is the only one that matters. Would I put this thing in my mouth? And the answer is yes.
Wow. Unbelievable. This listener's got to be very happy, assuming he's listening.
This is what the listener was going for, clearly.
Yeah. Very happy for you, listener. It's a fantastic review. Outstanding.
Keep them coming, guys.
Yes, Penis Connoisseur, give out your email again. And I was going to say, maybe you're not willing to share your dick, but if you have like any kind of like relationship questions, ask a woman, send those to her as well.
Text questions, anything you want to know that you can't ask your buddies or your therapist, or you want to know a girl's opinion who knows a lot about sex, I'll be really honest with you. Shoot me the questions too. I'm happy to answer anything.
Okay.
Just want your dick rated, I'll do that too.
Both, all of the above. Okay. TPC, throw out your email address.
ThePenisExpert@yahoo.com.
ThePenisExpert@yahoo.com. Okay. We appreciate that. Penis Connoisseur. Ed, I say we just wrap up with that. That's a walk off.
I'll save the stories for next week. There's some good ones.
Absolutely. We'll cover these stories next week. Excellent job, as always, for Ed Daly. My name is Brian Beckner. For the Penis Connoisseur, my name is Brian Beckner. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
TBLS, hell yeah. podcast, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Just my brothers reviewing some movies and shows and the others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all of